Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We're going to get this show moving with Steel Toe Solution.
Had a boring day, waiting for a bust. Had a sorry life, so you take it out on us. Your authority, we're supposed to trust. Don't you cover up, famous big bot. Killed another kid with a warning shot. Take away the uniform and tell me what you got. Little boy blue, come abuse your power. Misdirect your anger for a life gone sour. Boy blue, when it ain't your day off, sitting in the car waiting for the payoff. With your little silver whistle, you're looking kinda fruity. Put away your pistol, let me get you off dirty. Boy blue, gonna get the jacker. Better blow your whistle and call for backup. Power to the rookie, thinks he's getting bigger. Fuck his hand, my cookie, if he busts another nigga. Trash playing guard with his finger on the trigger. We know that you kill, we know that you rape. Thousands in our jails, but somehow you escape. No one gives a shit, unless it's caught on tape. Little boy blue, how do I join your club? Be a power hungry jealous, not no scrub. Boy blue, so tough, so tough. Beat my end, makes me while my hands are cuffed. There's so many of us who refuse to be quiet, and no one says nothing till the city's in a riot. Boy blue, can't be part of your racket. Working class kids and the wrong tax bracket.
Steel Toe Solution on
Radio.
All right, I'm Andrew Bedlam. I can't fucking talk already.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Thanks for hanging out with us, with me up here by myself. But yeah, you guys can catch Steel Toe Solution with fucking Head Wound and the Broken Heroes and South Class Veterans M60 at the Stanhope House. November 30th. I'll have to figure that out in a second. But while I look that up, why don't I just throw on the next track? Now, we went and saw SZA with Crazy in the Brains the other day. So we're going to play fucking Two Cups of Tea, Star Fucking Hipsters. We're going to get that on. Here we go.
Two cups of tea. One for you and one for me. Drown out the pain from polluted acid rain and flaming gasoline until we're clean. Two dead police, one for hope and one for peace. Watching government lies leak into your empty eyes from the TV. And when is history? Three dead beliefs, one for thanks and two for please. In every single town, every officer is down. All dead police, all dead police.
Centuries.
Star fucking hipsters right there, Pogo City Radio. Now, I was talking to you guys about that Broken Heroes Steel Toe Solution Head Wound show. That is November 10th. November 10th at the Stanhope House. Looks to be a good time. Fucking 6 p.m. it says on Facebook. I don't know if that's right or not. But November 10th at the Stanhope House. Definitely going to be there. Seems like it'll be a blast. Never saw Head Wound before. Definitely want to see Head Wound. And yeah, love all them old Jersey bands, of course. But why don't we play a Chicago band right now, since I got them pulled up. Let's do fucking the Street Brats with The Kids Just Wanna Dance. All right, we're going to play this next one for LCJ, the Templars, with The 60s Are Over. We'll be right back. All right, that was the Templars on Pogo City Radio. Now we got some 70s classics coming up for you next. Talking about the Dead Boys with I Need Lunch. Catch them Saturday, September 8th in Catastrophe, American Legion.
I don't need your company. Kiss like you will come for free. I don't really wanna dance. Girl, I just wanna get in your pants. I don't want you to hang around. Girl, I don't need you to drag me down.
Motherfucking Dead Boys, Pogo City Radio. Like I said, catch them Saturday, September 8th with The Clap and the Ghost Wolves at the Catasauqua American Legion. Now, that's on post 215. I don't know what the fuck that means. It's on 330 2nd Street, Catasauqua. So it's the American Legion, Dead Boys, The Clap, Ghost Wolves. You guys can get tickets in advance by going to TicketBud.com, $20 in advance. Or you can get them in person at Double Decker in Allentown. You can get them at Blondie's Cupcakes right over in Catasauqua. You can get them in Strain Records. And you can also get them at the Compact Disc Center in Bethlehem. Or even easier, online, TicketBud.com. Now, tickets will be available at the door, but they are more expensive at the door. I think they're $25 at the door, $20 in advance. So get them in at advance. Come out. It's going to be a blast. So why don't we give you a little twofer from the Dead Boys? And I'm going to throw on a live track that was on Young, Loud, and Snotty. It's on the B-side. It's a cover song. Here's Hey Little Girl, recorded at CBGB's, of course.
Listen, lady. Hey, little girl.
Right, the Dead Boys right there. Again, catch them September 8th, if you didn't hear me the first two times. But what we haven't talked about is a show going on September 28th. The Vibrators at the fucking Jacks in Nazareth. So come see the Vibrators on their last ever U.S. tour. And that's with the Clap and I forget who else. But yeah, you got to get tickets at the door. The Vibrators, September 28th in Nazareth. Here's Automatic Lover. All right, that was the Vibrators. Catch them September 28th, Nazareth, at the Jacksonian. Now, the Jacksonian is normally a members-only club, but when the shows are there, they're open to the public. So, yeah, I forget how much tickets are at the door. If you're a member, it's fucking, like, cheaper. I don't remember either price. But, yeah, even though it's normally a private club, it is open to the public on September 28th. For that Vibrator show. Now, why don't we get to some fucking Blanks? Because they're like the fucking official Pogo City band. And I feel like hearing some fucking Chelsea Girls for all you lovely ladies out there. Coming off Killer Blanks right there, the first 12-inch. Killer Blanks, Blank 77. Chelsea Girls say oi, oi, oi. All right, all right, all right. Now, don't got too much to talk to, so why don't we just keep letting the tracks roll. And now, we were talking about the Dead Boys show going down September 8th. There's also a Dead Boys show going down, I think it's September 10th. At Bowery Electric, and that's with Despised New Jersey. And they were cool enough to play Pogo in the Park for us, so let's play some Despised NJ right now with Stalkergeist.
Bye.
Despise New Jersey, Pogo City Radio. So, yeah, how's everybody doing out there? Let's take a quick second and remind you guys to go over to PogoCityRadio.com, check out some of the older episodes, some of the interviews, some of the people hanging out. It's all some good shit, a lot of fun. That's one thing that's good about this show and podcast, right? Like, I don't know, like lots of podcasts, like I listen to like fucking Bill Maher, you know what I mean? That shit's kind of like time sensitive, you know what I mean? Like it gets irrelevant quickly because other things happen. And like this show, you know, we're just playing fucking music. I mean, sure, maybe the shows will have happened, like the actual live gigs. But, you know, you guys can just keep listening to this. Here's some awesome ass chit chat with some cool ass musicians, fucking cool ass writers and shit. So, yeah, check out all the shit in the archives. And remember, if you guys really like the show, go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio and hook us up with a big ass donation. Also, always give the page a share if you can, and you know, leave us a comment, some likes, all that shit really helps. We've seen more and more of it happen over on the Podbean, so we appreciate that. And yeah, thanks a million. All right, let's do some fucking Descendants. We'll do some Descendants. Let's do Bike Age, one of my favorites. Fucking Descendants. Descendants on Pogo City Radio. Jesus Christ.
English, motherfucker! Do
I
you
may
speak
have
it?
Up here.
I don't fucking know anymore. I don't even fucking know anymore. Here's Hot Rod Vampires. Demented Argo. Pogo City motherfucking radio. For all you psycho billy cats out there.
Driving faster.
All right, yeah, just realized, pretty sure I gave you guys the wrong date on that Vibrator show. It's actually September 23rd. Sunday, September 23rd in Nazareth. You guys can catch the Vibrators. So, yeah, that'll be a good time. Hope to see you there. Now, just a second ago, you guys heard Demented Argo. Let's go with something a little bit more in that vein and go with the Cramps and Mini Skirt Blues featuring Iggy Pop.
That foxy little mama in the mini skirt.
I got those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out those mini skirt blues. Play the blues now. Checking out them mini skirt blues. Well, we went to Cabaret where everything was a mover.
The chick got up and she started grooving.
She did the coffee grind and the double flirt.
That tantalizing temptress in the mini skirt.
I got those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out those mini skirt blues. Checking out those mini skirts. Yeah, yeah. Those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out them mini skirts.
The Cramps with Iggy Pop there. Mini Skirt Blues. Look, Mom, no head. Yeah. All right, yo, no lie, right? One time I'm fucking taking my kids, like, I don't know, I'm pulling them out of a car seat or something like that, and my wife's grandmother looks at my shirt, and she's like, what is that shirt? And I got the Cramps smell of female shirt on with like the strippers like bent over on it. She was like, I don't think you should be wearing that. I was like, well, I guess you got me there. Like, what am I supposed to say when a 70-year-old woman that's that's my in-law yells at me for an inappropriate t-shirt? I don't know. All right, well, let's go with a track here. One of Pat Society's bands from a couple years ago, more like a decade ago, Cranked Up. Let's do, what was the song that I remember? Let's do All Fucked Up, Cranked Up.
Who are you?
All right, that was Cranked Up on Pogo City Radio. Andrew there talking into a muted microphone for a little bit, but at least I remembered to unmute it, so it wasn't that bad. At least I hope not. But why don't we do some Crazy and the Brains? How about we play? Which one do I want to play? This is off the newest release, Out in the Weeds. Here's You Can Call Me Crazy. Crazy and the Brains. You guys better catch them the next time you can. They're fucking amazing live. Now, at the end of the show, they had Joe Jack come on with Crazy and the Brains and SZA, and they did Punk Rock Girl. And then after that, they played Crack Rock Steady and the They did like Soon We'll Be Dead, though. With the xylophone doing the fucking, what is that, an accordion or something like that? Doing the accordions, like, parts? It was fucking awesome. And, yeah, then they did Crack Rock Steady. And then I could see they were supposed to do 40-ounce, not 40-ounce casualty, Rock the 40-ounce, but it got cut because of time. Because they wanted to do this next song, a cover, and I got to pull it up real quick. There it is, People Who Died, Jim Carroll Band. Now, for some of those younger folk that don't know who Jim Carroll is, that's fucking The Basketball Diaries, Leonardo DiCaprio, and he's a junkie. Yeah, yeah, after all that, Jim Carroll goes and writes a bunch of books and shit and put out 5 albums. This was definitely the best song, though. And Crazy in the Brains covered this with SZA. Crazy in the Brain covers it a lot. Real cool with SZA up there, too. Here's the Jim Carroll Band with People Who Died.
The clue, he was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug, 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, he looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends, they just died. Cheeburg and Churchy let the gimmicks go rot, so they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head.
Drano on the night that he was wet. There were two more friends of mine. From a cell in the tombs, Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother.
Those are people who died, died. 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 All my friends away from dying.
Rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitch and proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died.
Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. They were all my friends and they died.
Brian got busted on a narco rap. By ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker.
Basketball Diaries. See, my kids are home. They were at their mom's house for the past couple days, and I was out doing all types of fucking crazy shit. And fucking, they're taking a nap right now. So I was like, oh, let me go up here and run up here. But, like, they're definitely not going to be taking a nap when I'm done, and I cannot watch the Basketball Diaries while my kids are here. So, yeah, I guess I'll have to wait till they go out somewhere. But yeah, you guys should watch the Basketball Diaries because that movie was fucking sick, yo. But yeah, it's fucked up. That movie's fucked up. You know, it's even more fucked up. All the ages in the movie, they're all like, you know, like fucking like high school kids, like 17 and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? like a little bit older, but like I read the Basketball Diaries book. Nah, all them kids were like 11 and 12, and it was way more fucked up. The movie watered that shit down unbelievably, way more fucked up, especially because they were all like tweens and shit. But yeah, go try and find that if you haven't seen that. I don't know, fucking, that came out in like 94 or something like that. Leonardo DiCaprio playing Jim Carroll. Fucking, yeah, Jim Carroll was like an artist and shit and a writer. New York City all the way. Real good movie. Let's get to a real good song. Head out to Portland, Oregon. Hands of the Few, Defiance. This is the 7-inch version. Defiance, yeah, coming off the 7-inch with the Hands of the Few. Now, fun fact, right, we were talking about Jim Carroll. Jim Carroll actually died on 9/11, but it wasn't from the Twin Towers. He died of cancer on 9/11. Another fun fact, Josh, that crusty fuck Josh, his birthday's 9/11. It was his birthday before 9/11 happened. So, yeah, Josh born on 9/11. Jim Carroll died on 9/11, but not in 9/11. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's weird. I have nothing else to say on the matter. Why don't we play? Yay. Let's do some Duffy's Cut for Jason McNone. And maybe he should call in here someday. I have to hit him up. All right, here's Duffy's Cut with Doomsday.
Your fire that I painted down with gas into me time.
Duffy's cut there, coming out of Philly, that off their first album with Doomsday. All right, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one now. I don't have any of the specifics in front of me. We don't have anything to do with it. But Fear, I know, going around doing their 40-year anniversary tour or some shit. So, yeah, let's play some Fear. Got to remind you guys, once again, check out the archives. You know, we've got interviews in there with people from the Potato Pirates, fucking The Unseen, like Blank 77, the fucking Murder Junkies, fucking, I don't know, a ton of awesome people, the Oi Scouts, you know what I mean, the Parasitics a bunch of times, fucking Bobby Steele, the Undead, the Misfits, fucking, yeah, so go check out all the older episodes. Remember to give the page a share, give the show a share, give us some comments, some likes, we really appreciate it. And if you really like the show, go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio and leave us a big ass donation. Here's Fear with I Love Living in the City.
PogoCityRadio.com.